Iran backed attacks on U.S. troops in Middle East reach nearly 100. By Christina Wong on December 15, 2023. Iran proxy group attacks on American troops stationed in Iraq and Syria have reached nearly 100 since the Israel-Hamas war began, according to a U.S. military official on Friday. The number of attacks as of Thursday was 97 since October 17, the official said. At least 66 troops have been injured in these attacks, including at least 19 who were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries. Despite the Pentagon conducting 5 counter-strikes, 3 against weapons storage facilities linked to the attacks and 2 against perpetrators, the attacks have not stopped. The uptick in attacks against U.S. forces has occurred against the backdrop of the Israeli military offensive against Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas, after it conducted an attack against Israel on October 7, killing more than 1,200. The Pentagon has acknowledged the attacks are conducted by groups backed by Iran, and has also previously acknowledged that those groups threatened the attacks in response to Israel's military response against Hamas. Pentagon officials have argued that they do not represent a widening of the Israel-Hamas conflict and that other nations, such as Lebanon, have not intervened in the conflict. Instead, officials have argued Iran is seeking to take advantage of the conflict to force U.S. troops out of the region, a long-stated goal. Still, the continual rise of attacks against U.S. troops have dogged the Biden administration, particularly its ability to stop them. At the same time, Iranian-backed Houthi militants have increased their attacks against commercial vessels linked to Israel and the Red Sea, which have also roped in American forces deployed to the region on ships. Earlier this month, U.S. destroyers have shot down multiple drones fired from Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. Pentagon officials have claimed the destroyers were not the intended targets, while at the same time arguing that the ship's commanders have the ability to act against perceived threats. The Pentagon announced Thursday that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is heading to the Middle East this week to meet with the leaders of Bahrain, Qatar, and Israel. And on Friday, Central Command announced that its commander, Army General Michael Eric Carrilla, had traveled to Iraq and Syria earlier this week to meet with state and local leaders, partner forces, and U.S. troops. The leaders discussed current regional and local security concerns with a particular emphasis on the attacks against U.S. forces, CENTCOM said in a statement. These visits provide valuable insights you cannot get without traveling to the region and seeing it firsthand. I came away with a great sense of pride in the professionalism, dedication, and competence of our incredible service members deployed in harm's way, Carrilla said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.